And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben. And Roman, you know, the Giants and Eagles, this is one of the great rivalries in the league, but could you have imagined a month ago that both of these teams would be scraping the bottom of the division?
Well, I think you would have expected it more in Philadelphia because of the new head coach, new transition. But you're looking at a Giants team, obviously, three road games to start the season. You lose at home to Denver a couple of weeks ago in a game when most people thought the Giants were going to lose. But now at 0-4, you just don't have the confidence that you would have going into the second quarter of the season. But hopefully they can learn from these losses and really have a better second quarter starting on Sunday.
Okay, Roman, it's time to remind everybody that 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit Geico.com. And it's time for our Geico 15-second quick check on the news. And there's an Alan Reynolds now on the Giants roster. He's a former Philadelphia Eagles center. They signed him yesterday, and they released running back Darrell Scott. Quite frankly, Roman, the offensive line needed fortification.
Well, they did, and I think, you know, to bring in another offensive lineman, you did have to make a roster move. And with Brandon Jacobs, actually we signed Connor last week, and Michael Cox still developing, it makes sense to, you know, depart with Darrell Scott and improve that offensive line.
All right, now the bad news is, even with that one addition yesterday, the Giants have a whole lot of additions also to the injury report. Let's get a look at it. There are 15 guys on this list, 4 on offense and 11 on defense.
And obviously, the first, when you look at that, the totality of this injury report, you're going to say, wow, there's a lot of guys injured. No, there's a lot of guys with reported injuries. I mean, you look at Adrian Robinson's been on there, Sean Rogers with a thumb. I mean, a lot of these guys are practicing. You're looking at the bottom, Corey Webster, Jaquan Williams. I mean, those guys are practicing today, but they're just listed having an injury because you do have to report injuries.
You know, Roman, Coach always likes to say it's not about the guys who are not here, but about the guys who have to step up and play.
Right.
And we heard him mention both Hankins and Moore. They're two rookie defensive linemen who I not only expect to see snaps against Philly, but I think these guys can make some plays.
Yeah, I mean, Hankins had a great preseason, the games that we did in preseason, and Moore. I mean, this is a guy, 250-pound rookie, blocking a punt in preseason. He was a gunner last week on punt. You don't see that kind of athletic ability with that size. So as he becomes more familiar with this off with his defense in Perry Fuel, what he's being asked to do, I think Moore will be the surprise rookie of this class.
All right, now one of the things the Giants really need to do is get on a roll and get on a roll quickly. The good news is two of their losses already came out of conference in the AFC. But Roman, as they go into the bye in a month, they've got a whole slew of NFC games coming up.
Yeah, they do. And I alluded to the fact that, you know, starting off the season with three games on the road, you know, only one game at home. I mean, you look at the schedule, you don't want to count wins, but you have to say, all right, you got to win. There's a winnable game in Philadelphia. 4 days later, you got to go to Chicago. You can get them at home. And then home Minnesota, Philadelphia again, and Oakland. So this could be a favorable second quarter. When you divide the season up, you say 3-1 each quarter will put you to 12-4. The Giants lost all their mulligans in the first quarter of the season, obviously.
Yeah.
But the second quarter has the ability to be solid.
All right, you'll notice the Oakland game on that schedule, the bye week is right before the Giants will play the Raiders. Now, one of the things that has to get fixed, Roman, if they're going to win any of these games, is their offensive third down percentage. They're right near the bottom of the league at only, in fact, they are in the bottom, 23%.
Yeah, and then last week, 7% on third down on the road. I think it was 1 for 14 and 1 for 11. That's just not very good. And again, you've got to do better on first down. You've got to do better on second down. You cannot get into second and 12, second and longs, because that's a recipe for third and longs. And that just means defense can dial up their blitzes. They can do whatever they want when you're always in third long position. So the success on first and second down really predicates how well you can get into a manageable third and four or less situations. And the Giants haven't had a lot of those.
One way to help that, Roman, is to run the ball better. And the Giants ran for 90-plus yards, their season high in Kansas City, over 4.5 yards a carry. David Wilson, I think, at 55 yards. What did you see that you liked?
Well, one thing, you mentioned David Wilson. I saw David Wilson running tough between the tackles, protecting the football. I mean, they weren't always draws on third down when the cover two and the defense had ran out of there. 2-minute drill. I mean, you saw between the tackle tough running, and I think this is something that the Giants can build on. David Wilson falling forward, going between the tackles, making hard cuts. I mean, that's a recipe for an improving running game. And that's something they can carry into MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
And, of course, if the Giants run the ball better, that opens up the passing game. You know, honestly, while Victor Cruz has been sensational, both Nix and Randall have been limited. The last couple of games, they've caught a combined 6 passes for 80-something yards, and neither guy has a touchdown catch yet this season.
Well, I know, and you go back 2 weeks, Hakeem Nix lamented about not getting any catches in the Carolina game. And then last week, you know, I saw a game where he tried to he reached for a lot of balls. One's he slipped right through his hand. There was another ball he tried to catch one-handed and dropped that one, this play right here. I mean, the way this thing is structured, it's your 1-2 punch, stretch of the field, and that third guy, the second progression, should get a lot of catches. So that should help Nix, Randall, even Brandon Myers, and it just hasn't happened. But one thing you said, Victor Cruz has played exceptionally well. Coach Coughlin said that as well. He's really played above and beyond his expectations thus far.
Yeah, Cruz has had 3 of his first 4 games of over 100 yards receiving, so he's certainly been very good. Our Twitter question for the day comes from Giants Gab. He says, will the Giants pass rush be able to get to Michael Vick? Philly has allowed 14 sacks this season.
And they should be able to get to Michael Vick. And I think with Michael Vick, you have a familiarity with this defensive line with Michael Vick, playing him twice a year. He obviously, you know, battled the starting position and became the starter, but he still tucks it. He still makes some mistakes. And when he gets uncomfortable around the pocket, he's just as vulnerable as a guy who's just a pocket passer. So I think this is a game where the defensive line can really step up and create pressure on the Philadelphia Eagles passer, Michael Vick.
Much like the Giants gave rookie pick first-round pick Eric Fisher a little trouble last week in Kansas City, well, Lane Johnson, the Eagles' first-round pick this year, is their right tackle. He has given up 3 sacks so far this season and also been flagged for 3 penalties. When we come back after this timeout, we'll talk a little bit more about those very same Philadelphia Eagles. So stick around here on Giants Press Conference Live. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, Chip Kelly had this very, very fancy, razzle-dazzle type of offense at Oregon, which he has brought to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, one thing we do know, and check out these numbers, folks, they're averaging 25 points a game, which is only 12th in the league. Not so great, right? But how about this? 459 yards of total offense a game, which is second in the league, and they're doing that in only 25 minutes a game, which is last in the league. That tells you they're explosive.
Well, it also tells you that they maximize their opportunities on the field. Look, offensively, I remember talking to Coach Gruden this time last year. He said that Chip Kelly's been studying how can you make a hybrid West Coast spread offense that would work in the National Football League and maximize those plays. Look, you don't have 85 guys on the sidelines like you did in college, but as far as maximizing the plays, I mean, Chip Kelly has found a way to do it. The only question from NFL experts is the sustainability of this offense when guys start to get injured, hamstrings and all that stuff. But he's done a good job thus far.
Now, as part of this whole thing, Michael Vick is looking downfield more. In fact, he's second in the NFL by throwing passes in the air an average of about 8 yards a pop. And how about this? He's also leading NFL quarterbacks in yak yardage at 8 yards a pop, 11 yards a pop through the air with his passes.
Well, Michael Vick has the option in this offense either. He's always in shotgun. He's only been on the center, I think, 14 times. He can hand it off, he can run it, or he can throw it. And that creates a defense's ability to kind of always play on their heels. So Michael Vick, this really plays to Michael Vick's strengths, what he's done offensively thus far.
You see the big plays there on the board, and one of the reasons they get a lot of big plays is not even Michael Vick. It's some guy named Shady McCoy in that backfield. He's run for, 770 yards, a 6 yard per carry average to lead the league.
Look, Shady McCoy is this generation's, Barry Sanders. And because of that read option, that pistol they do, it causes defenses to kind of be on their heels. And when you turn around, you see Shady McCoy coming at you, he can make anyone miss at any given moment. That makes him a lot more explosive. So, again, we talk about Michael Vick. This offense plays to Shady McCoy's strengths equally as well.
Yeah, I said 700 yards rushing. I meant Vick and McCoy combined. I was kind of bunching those numbers together, which is what you have to do as a defensive coordinator because they're just that good running the ball. Now, what about DeSean Jackson? This is a guy who's been a thorn in the Giants' side for a lot of years.
Yeah, and he's no stranger to high production offensively. And because he's undersized, he's a great route runner. He really knows shifts and angles. And because they play so much, spread, which is like one back, one tight end, and they spread defense so much, it enables DeSean Jackson to really get behind defenders and create some space. He's very, very good in space.
Yeah, he's number one in the NFL in yak yardage at over 10 yards per catch. Now, their tight ends are Selleck and Ertz, and here's a really interesting number to me, Roman. Combined this season, they've got 12 catches. Seven of them have been for at least 20 yards.
And that's why they're both averaging around 18 to 22 yards a catch, each of them. And again, creating space gives you the ability to throw to a tight end down the seam because he's always one-on-one with a Will linebacker or a safety. It creates, go back to the other guy coming down the middle, those snags, those shallow routes, those are always open as well. I mean, this is an offense that they've been executing very well, and that's why they're averaging over 450 yards a game because of all these options.
But with all those yards, you remember what I said about points? They're only 12th in the league in points, and that's because in the red zone, they're only at 42%, which, by the way, is tied for 27th in the NFL. So, Roman, why the dichotomy?
Well, this is what happens. When you've got to cover 70 or 80 yards, you have a lot of options. But when you get down in the red zone, you only have to cover 20 yards. Defenses get a little bit tighter. You don't have to run as much. And all those guys are right in front of you. So defenses traditionally, these type of offenses, it's better to just score from the field than to score from the red zone. That's why the Eagles have had those kind of issues.
And they could really use those points, Roman, because their defense has been atrocious. Folks, I want to give you some more numbers here. Second to the Giants in terms of points allowed at 35 points a game, 450 yards allowed per game, last in the league, also last in the NFL with 28 first downs allowed per game, which means they're giving up drives.
Well, and because of this 3-4 defense, this time last year we're talking about the Y9. They had this athletic, lighter defense, kind of like what they do offensively with these undersized guys. But to run a 3-4 personnel, they don't have the personnel for a 3-4, and that's why they've struggled. You still have Trent Cole, who's really good getting to the quarterback. So he's a mainstay on there defensively with what he does coming around that corner. But they don't have the personnel yet at the 3-4. They will maybe next year in the offseason. They'll make some changes. But to run that 3-4, you've got to really be stout and solid inside. And they still have all these athletic guys from that, you know, wide nine defense that they ran a year ago.
Interesting you mentioned Cole, because he has no sacks this year, but 2 forced fumbles. He will go up against Will Beatty, who's given up 3.5 sacks this year. A couple weeks ago, he had a real rough day, was a little bit better against Kansas City.
And also, Will Beatty's at home this week, so there's no Kansas City crowd noise, Panthers crowd noise, so he should be able to get off the ball, get off the snap, and he should be able to lock his hands on an undersized Trent Cole.
All right, that'll do it for this week's edition of Giants Press Conference Live. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Roman, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.